everyone, Sam and Narissa. It's been a massive show and it doesn't stop now because tonight on Channel 10, 9 o'clock, the premiere of a show we've been getting really excited about, Sam, yeah. Todd Sampson's Body Hack. This guy is the co-creator of Earth Hour. So you'd assume he's a pacifist, maybe, naturally, and he's obviously an environmentalist. But tonight he's going to be fighting in a UFC-style battle as an MMA fighter after just 2 weeks of training. Maybe he's crazy. I'm not sure.
Let's
Todd,
find out.
Hello, how are you?
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us, mate. Now, answer Narissa's question, if you don't mind, sir. Mm. Are you, in fact, crazy?
Yeah, the answer to that is you can judge for yourself after you see the show. But no, it's not. I mean, it's this adventure science show that's about exploring human potential. It's based on the premise that we can all do much more than we think, and science can help us get there. So
yeah, which
the,
is
the journeys happen to be a little bit extreme, but
yeah,
hey,
and no self-preservation whatsoever.
Yeah, well, I'm paying for that now, I'm still injured. I still haven't recovered from the filming, and wow. There are many moments where I wanted to quit, you know, where I thought it's too much. I'm in too deep, really.
So that's the point, isn't it? That's the point of the show, is that how far can the human body go? I mean, locally, we've just had Jamie Milne run 2 marathons every day for 18 days, Todd, and yeah. He just arrived back on the coast yesterday, and that was the sentiment yesterday, that what can the human body do?
Yeah, and I guess if there's a premise of the show, and it's very diverse, each episode's very different from the next, but the premise of the show is we can do much more than we think, but the mind limits the body. And I think a lot of athletes know this, and the science backs it up, that and the number may not be totally accurate, but we can go 30% more than our natural quitting point. Mm. But our quitting point is because the mind says, enough, done,
yeah.
Not because your body's done.
Yeah. Well, you were on the project last night chatting to the guys about Body Hack premiering tonight, and you had this to say about you as a person.
I have high dopamine levels, low serotonin levels. I've got problems with attention control, and I have optimism, which is the exact characteristics of a serial killer.
Todd, do you regret saying that?
Yeah, you know, there's some things you wish you could take back. And you know, a lot of that stuff that I know, right? I know because I've done 2 back-to-back series on the brain, and I've done, you know, now both brain and physiology. And that was told to me off camera by one of the world's leading scientists in America. And he said, oh, I don't think we should record this. You have the exact profile of a serial killer. And
wow.
I'm like, oh, geez, thank you. That's great. I can't wait to tell my girl.
That's terrifying. So we'll be very careful not to upset you for the rest of the interview, if that's okay, Mr. Sampson.
I haven't killed anyone yet.
Okay.
Yes.
But there's still a documentary to be made, I'm sure. Mate, you've limited down to 6 events that you've chosen. How did you boil down the 6 things you're going to test your body to do?
Worked backwards from most of them, from the science. So I thought, okay, resilience. I want to do resilience and mental toughness because that's something good for moms and kids and athletes and so who are the most resilient in the world? Well, I would argue the military in general. And then I thought, who was in the military? French Foreign Legion. Mm. Then I wanted to do something on diet and gut bacteria and diversity. And I thought, who does that well? Well, the Hadza have lived the same way for 100,000 years. They're pre-agriculture. So I thought, let's go check them out. And then I went for emotional regulation, the fighters, for my fear of water to the Bajau, and altitude to the Himalayas with the Sherpas.
Was one of them the toughest?
Yeah, I mean, the French Foreign Legion got me almost to the edge of when I wanted to quit, and I hated it every day I wanted to quit. But the Bollywood was so left field and weirdly dangerous. Like, I ended up doing... Bollywood was humiliating. Like, I am going into hiding when that episode comes out. It's so embarrassing. Dancing, and I did this love scene, kind of weird love scene. I had to, with this woman, and I had to fight off goons for her love, and I had to do a scene where I'm holding her and she in my arms, and she's got explosives on her chest because she's gonna die, and I kept grabbing her boobs and all this stuff by accident, and an explosive was gonna blow my fingers off.
Wow.
And anyway, that was a crazy episode.
Well, Todd Sampson's Body Hack premieres tonight on the Network 10 at 9 PM. Tune in and watch him get the crap beaten out of him.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, Todd.
Thank you.
Taz is in the hot rod next. Hold on, 1.1, 842.
You've worked hard, looked after the kids, paid the bills. So now, how about a little bit of self-love? Spoil yourself with a set of PPQ personalised plates valued at nearly $1,500. Register to play now at hot91.com.au and then wake up with Hot 91 Sam and Narissa. There's cash to be won every morning by identifying our mystery plate.